Welcome back to the programme. We've been talking about appalling vistas here now, and it's nothing to do with what you think. It's to do with Cheltenham. The racing world in the UK is very upset. All race meets were stopped last week due to an outbreak of equine flu. It's hoped they'll resume again this Wednesday. Equine flu is not in this country at the moment, but what implications does this outbreak have for Irish trainers and jockeys and owners and connections and all of those who trail around after them? And what of Cheltenham just around the corner next month? I'm joined by Brenda McArdle from the Irish Field and also RTE's racing commentary. Brendan, the British Horse Racing Authority had a statement out yesterday. What were they saying?
Well, good morning, Marion.
Morning to you.
It's certainly looking much better than it was, say, last Friday, Marion, in terms of all the tests that they have done since. It's still only the same number of reactors that have come back positive, and that's the six horses from Donald McLean's yard that have tested positive. So this is looking good, but we're still not out of the grass yet. There's still a lot of work to be done. And there's a lot of testing to be done, and until everything gets back to normal, then we don't know what's going to happen between now and Cheltenham. Hopefully Cheltenham will go ahead.
Just to put it in context, would it be excessive to say this is like the equivalent of foot and mouth disease in cattle?
Well, it's certainly it's the Florida Clade 1 strain, which was first identified back in 1963 in Miami. And the problem here is that your horses that are actually, which are vaccinated, and this particular strain is actually breaking through the vaccination. So, say from February the 18th here in Ireland, any horse that hasn't, that's not vaccinated and contains the Clade 1 cover, they won't be allowed to run. So, the Irish authorities are doing their very best to minimise this, to make sure it doesn't get into this country, and to leave Ireland disease-free.
Right. Well, if you take the notion of Cheltenham, there's going to be an invasion of Irish people, Irish horses, etc. fairly shortly. I just remember that when we had foot and mouth, everything was just clamped down and no movement allowed.
And that would be the same case here, Marion, if the authorities, the BHA, and also the Irish Horse Racing Regulatory Board don't agree that it's safe for horses to go racing and for horses from Ireland to travel to Britain to participate. So it's a nervous time for a lot of owners, trainers, breeders, jockeys, the industry as a whole. But I think they're all working very closely with the authorities here to make sure, like for instance, at Naas yesterday and at Punchestown today, there's an extra vet on checking the horses that are entering the grounds this morning. Also, there is disinfected areas, there's boot wash areas. Like, they're taking all the precautionary here that's needed to make sure that we stay disease-free. But it's really on the far side of the water that we need to be looking at.
Right.
And making sure that there's no more positive cases there.
Right.
And if they can have contained it to where it is at the moment with Donald McLean, then hopefully in 2 weeks' time it'll all be free to go again.
And what's in 2 weeks' time? That's kind of, as it were, an incubation period?
An incubation period. That's what they're saying. But as in, if there's no more cases between now and next Wednesday, then the BHA look like they're going to resume racing again, maybe in certain areas. But there's been a number of different trainers in England, like Nigel Twist and David, being really vocal about the authorities have been too quick to stop racing, and that this is not as big an epidemic as they might see. But the BHA were very quick, they're very decisive, and they've decided that no racing until they're disease-free.
OK. We will leave it there for the moment. Actually, the Irish trainer, Gordon Elliott, had some horses racing at Ayr, but his horses have tested negative. You're obviously very keen about Cheltenham.
Racing, Marion, I have for since I was a child. I think this is really important, but the other dimension to this is breeding. Irish breeding is really interconnected with English breeding in particular, and we're about to see the start of the season.
Yeah.
If you take Coolmore Stud in County Tipperary, it's a world leader, and you would see a huge procession of mares coming from leading studs in England to their leading sires.
To be covered.
The
right.
Value of money involved here is staggering, potentially, if that was to be interrupted.
Okay, we will leave it there and we will take a break.
Podcast The Marion Finucane Show at rte.ie/radio.